have a couple of gentlemen joining us from the Missouri Military Academy here in Mexico. First off, we have Junior, and he is playing the bagpipes, Mason Brooks. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. And also the bagpipes major, Stuart McKenzie. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
Glad to have you both in here this morning. We're going to start off with Mason this morning because we had heard that you've been taking up the bagpipes. First off, tell everybody where you're from and a little bit about you attending here at MMA, if you will.
So I'm currently a junior. I've been at the academy for 3 years. I'm originally from North Texas, a town called Wichita Falls. It's about 2 hours from Dallas. I first joined the bagpipe program here my freshman year. Originally, I wasn't very interested in the program. I was going to take piano, but then they had a music presentation that looked really interesting and kind of just decided that that was the thing I was going to do and been a part of it ever since.
Very nice. How does a gentleman from Texas get interested in playing the bagpipes? What interested you about those bagpipes?
To be honest, it was just a loud, fun instrument. And it was one of those instruments that's fun to play, and it's just kind of a blast to enjoy and learn about.
So about how long does it take you to get good at playing the bagpipes? And what's one thing that people should know whenever you're getting started into to playing bagpipes?
It took me around 6 months to get really proficient and to actually get on the main instrument, because at first you're not going to be able to play because you have to be able to get the technique down for managing your air and playing the actual instrument. So you'll first learn how to do how to read music, how to do your theory, and how to, you know, all the notes and how to do your scales. But I think the most thing that you need to focus on the most is learning your theory, but you need to focus on your technique and starting on the instrument, because if you cannot get your theory down and your technique down, then you're setting yourself up to not be able to play the instrument correctly.
Well, let's talk to the bagpipe major, as a matter of fact, and Mr. Stuart McKenzie. This program really is kind of new to the MMA. It hasn't been around for all that long, has it?
No, it's only started about 4 years ago. I've been here currently for the last 18 months teaching.
And tell everybody where you're from, sir, if you will.
I am from a small village called Loch Carron, which is up in the far northwest of Scotland, near the Isle of Skye, which most people will know where that is.
Sure, sure. How long have you been playing the bagpipes? How long have you been teaching the bagpipe program over at the MMA?
I've been playing the bagpipes myself for, giving away my age, about 50 years. I started in school when I was 5 years old. I then proceeded on to join the army. I spent 25 years in the army as a bagpiper. And then I've been teaching. I used to teach the cadets in the UK, and then I've been teaching over here for the last 18 months.
Program is growing. Interest is growing in that program at the MMA, as I understand it.
Interest is growing. We have 11 pipers at the moment. With, as Mason said, he's a junior. They stay on for the next year. Hopefully everyone else will stay in the program and we can attract some new ones.
Sure. You guys go around and play at different events, as I understand it, and kind of a big trip planned this year again. And I guess you've been to this a couple of times, this event, right?
Yeah, every year they have a military schools band and choir festival in a different military school every year. This year it was in Virginia, which they introduced bagpipes for the first time, which was a great success, and hopefully that will grow. And next year in February we go to the Army Navy College at Carlsbad, where it's held.
Very nice. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow there's going to be a performance at the MMA Academy that you guys are going to be putting on. Tell us about that, if you will.
Yeah, well, MMA is hosting the Rotary Lunch tomorrow, and the pipers and the choir are going to perform at that.
All right, very nice. And, you know, Mason, of course, you have drummers that are along in the bagpipes. What would you tell people who are interested in bagpipes to research if they get interested in that? What would you tell them this morning?
There's a lot of resources online. You can find all types of things. A lot of the sheet music is just kind of open source. You can find it kind of anywhere. There's tons of websites. There's tons of things online that you can go out and that you can find. I think you can find the Piper's Hut where you can get this stuff shipped to you to your house, which is pretty, I thought was pretty funny, because I thought you have to go through all kinds of loops to kind of get to that. But you can easily find all this kind of stuff online.
Very nice. Is it pretty easy to upkeep the bagpipe? Or
Sort of, because some of the, it depends on kind of the weather and the moisture of the area. So if it's more arid, you kind of got to be careful because it can mess with the wood and the instrument, and you just have to be careful with temperature and the moisture of the air.
Very nice. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning, telling us a little bit about the bagpipe program over at the Missouri Military Academy. I want to wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.